Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Let's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the 14th day of December 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're expecting a high of 33 degrees today. And it was like 15 when I got up this morning, and we got about maybe a couple inches, maybe 3 inches of snow so far, and more is supposed to be coming. The sun's shining pretty bright out there right now, but it's colder than hell. So we can just hope for snow. That's what we're doing here. Let's see what we're going to jump into. Supreme Court declines religious challenge to New York's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. And we're definitely going to talk about this. We'll be right back. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, Supreme Court declines religious challenge to New York vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. Declines the first fucking article. These son of a bitches do not have the fucking authority to decline the fucking first article of our fucking Bill of Rights. The ninth article says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed, that is, interpreted as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And one of those others retained by the people is the free exercise thereof clause in the first article. They have just fucking committed high fucking treason right in your fucking face. And they're going to continue. This is how the fucking cunts attack a fucking goddamn the Bill of Rights. This is their attack, okay? They're pathetic, man. Let's go on to it. Anyway, this is from NBC News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Supreme Court declined Monday to block New York's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, one that has an exception for medical reasons, but none for religious objections. You don't need a medical fucking reason. You don't need a goddamn religious objection. You just say fucking no. And the only way you can get past that fucking no lawfully is to come and fucking file in a common law court in your individual capacity against me. And then I fucking counter file against you. And then we go to fucking court and we see what the fucking six prostitutes and the six fucking ditch diggers have to say about your shit. If we're your goddamn slaves, which we are not. That the Bill of Rights is quite fucking clear on this fucking matter. It's the first fucking thing in your fucking face. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. It's just like the second article. They know what the son of a bitch says. This is how they fucking attack it. This cannot be fucking allowed to stand, people. These son of a bitches are declaring war on you. They're telling you that free exercise of, well, with that part there, we just removed it. Because the corporations, which were under the fascist control of the fucking, robber barons in this goddamn country decided that they're gonna fucking exercise some goddamn, what they do, man, is they sit there and fucking, all they got, they have no spines, they have no fucking guts whatsoever. All they have is 911 balls. That's all they've ever had their whole fucking life. Yeah, they've been smart mouthed to people, I'm sure. I know, I can just see the type, you know, Bezos, fucking Zuckerberg, fucking Bill Gates. Look at those punk little motherfuckers. You can see how they operated over their whole life. Run their fucking mouth, and then when somebody comes there to slap it fucking shut. 911, I'm like, I need some balls down here. I don't got no balls. I got a big mouth and I ain't got no balls. Hurry, hurry, hurry. The Supreme Court does not have the fucking jurisdiction. It cannot, because the Supreme Court is run under the fucking Constitution. And the Constitution cannot contain any right that fucking denies or disparages others belonging to we the people. It cannot do it. The Ninth Article forbids it. Says that the Ninth Article makes it clear that the authority cannot exist, and you can't do it at a state level either. That's what the Tenth Article, the Ninth and Tenth are the fucking final fucking say, and the fucking Second Article is what backs them. The Tenth Article says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. What's prohibited by it to the states? Everything in this goddamn Bill of Rights, shall and shall not and shalls, that's what's prohibited. They fucking know it. They ain't stupid. They hate that goddamn Bill of Rights. That motherfucker just will not go a fucking way. And you just take your Supreme Court decision and shove it right up your fucking asses, you criminal fucking goddamn treasonous dog shit eating motherfuckers. They just ruled against the first fucking article of the People's Bill of Rights. That's fucking war. You got yourself a monarchy up there, don't you? Because the highest law in this land says they cannot do this, and fuck, they did it anyway, didn't they? They're gonna be telling you how to fucking think is what they think. But I mean, between the idea and the reality, there lies that shadow, and in that fucking shadow is about 40 million motherfuckers who are sick of your asses. Once you're gonna, we'll put it on a fucking monument somewhere where the last crushing fucking occurs. You should have just left us alone. You fucked up. Every man, how long? God, since eternity. I mean, somebody's been wanting to rule the world. I want to rule the world. Why? Why are you sick in the head, son of a bitch? I want to be like a god. I mean, geez, man, I'm telling you about mental disorders. That's a fucking serious one. The Supreme Court Monday declined to block New York's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, one that has an exception for medical reasons, but not for religious objections. You don't need no kind of exception. All you got to do is say no. I do not volunteer. I do not want that in my body. You cannot just walk up and tell me you have custody of my body, and if I don't let you fucking do what you want to with it, that you're going to hurt me. And that's what coercion is. And it is hurting somebody to take their fucking job away from them, to take their livelihood. That is definitely fucking coercion. Where's the fucking, the Supreme Court's an illegitimate fucking body anyway. I mean, fuck, we're at fucking war already. But listening to these fucking dickheads, we'll go a little more. We will listen to these dickheads a little more. The court denied a request for a temporary order to block requirement while lawsuits against it proceed. The denial came in a one-sentence order with no explanation, which is the normal procedure when such a request is denied. Go ahead.
It's World War III, biological warfare.
You goddamn right it is. And they're looking...
The entire world.
Yep. But the entire world is fucking fighting back. I mean, they're not going to show it on television, man. They're not going to show it on the stupid box. I can't even watch the stupid box no more. I mean, that was been on in my house for what, 11 years from the trenches, and I've kept that motherfucker on. I turned it off about 2 weeks ago. I can't turn it back on. I can't. It's just a mishmash of bullshit. We tell you threats and bullshit. If you get, when you get ready to do something, let me fucking know. And then we'll fucking settle this fucking, this little dispute about who is fucking, who rules who here. Where are we at here? Which is the normal procedure.
I wish I would have known all this when I went to federal court, you know. I started trying to talk their UCC, you know, all these codes.
And Uniform shit. Commercial Code,
that,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
what they like when you start.
Oh, they got you.
Oh, yeah.
They own your ass as soon as you fucking step into that jurisdiction. You bet you they do. That's
Title 1983.
Oh yeah, 1983. The failure to correct a fucking knowledge of the law and failure to correct a known fucking crime is what it comes down to. I've even filed fucking long time ago filed lawsuits under Title 42, 1983.
Yeah.
And good fucking luck.
That's a huge ball of spaghetti, you know. Yeah,
all they got to fucking do to this just right. This is frivolous. Your goddamn rights are frivolous. Your fucking life is frivolous. Go ahead.
We're not all that smart, you know. I mean, but even just a below average person can remember the Bill of Rights and just repeat it.
Well, hell yes, they can. And that's the idea is
it
never
shuts them right up.
Yeah, the idea is never, don't talk about, don't even say one word about that is a part of their jurisdiction. Because it's a phony jurisdiction.
When they took me to jail, I just kept looking at that security camera and just kept repeating, you know, I do not consent. This is an unreasonable seizure.
Yep.
You don't have a grand jury indictment. You know, you can't just pick me up for no reason.
Yep.
Just kept repeating it. Boy, they gave me back my bail. Okay, goodbye.
Good. And when people finally get it through their fucking heads, the power of that Bill of Rights, and start enforcing that son of a bitch, and start just fucking like you did, refusing. I refuse your bullshit. I'm not joining with your corporate ass. I'm not going to give Walmart control over my fucking life. Custody over me. Get it through your goddamn head. You're not gonna get what you fucking want. You're gonna get your Waterloo just like fucking Napoleon did. You're gonna get shut down just like Alexander did. Just like fucking, Caesar did. Just like fucking Cleopatra did. All those who have always thought there's always someone coming up and a new coming up and is gonna rule the fucking world. When I know you're not. You're going to cause a lot of misery, but this time you're going to answer for it. The fucking punishment is going to fit the fucking crime, and that fucking crime is going to stop fucking happening. We're going to put new safeguards in place, so when it begins in the tiniest fucking little bit, you start fucking committing treason, just a little tiny bit of treason, your ass is going against the wall. You're going to be shut down immediately. Because this is going to be no small fucking job, people. Make sure you understand that. But by God, we can do it. We can do it, and we have the fucking resources, and we got the men with the fucking balls to do it. We just need to get things underway. And this attack on our fucking first article, shit, man, tell them to shove it up their ass. I mean, the Supreme Court. You really think the people who were out there fighting for individual freedom and liberty that said it was okay to have a Supreme Court? The supreme goddamn government control over their lives, that's what they were fighting to get fucking rid of, wasn't it? That's why the Bill of Rights was put in place. Because the first thing that the first fucking Congress to this, under this phony fucking not ratified by the people constitution did, was fucking created the Attorney General's office and declared supreme jurisdiction over the whole fucking land. And not through Article 5, no ratification. They sent that states would have laughed at him, threw it back at him, because the people would have hung the fucking representatives in the state if they fucking agreed to any such shit, just like the Constitution. That's why it wasn't put to a national referendum, and it wasn't put to a ratification process that included the people. Because the people would say, fuck you, we don't need you. You son of a bitches. You never, you're just fucking the same aristocracy that was in the fucking colonies oppressing us. We need you for something. We need to fucking hang your ass, you dirty son of a bitches, for what you did to us and what you put us through. Other than that, we don't owe you shit. We do not need these son of a bitches, people. If they do, you tell me what for. To guard your border? I don't think so, do you? I don't think we need these son of a bitches for any fucking thing. Let's see what we got here. Conservative justices. Here's the conservatives. You know, the conservatives and liberals and the Democrats and Republicans. And they're fucking so stupid. There is no such thing. There can't be. There's just, it has to be just law, only law, and fucking, there either is law or there isn't. There are no conservatives, there are no liberals, there is no left, no fucking right. It's either law or no law. And right now they're trying to make it no fucking law. When it's no law, then they can come along with their goddamn corporate policy under that uniform commercial code and fucking try to write your fucking rights away, but they can't. The 9th and 10th article were put in place to make sure they never did and that they could never change the Bill of Rights. And see that fucking, that 9th article, they can't, don't, do not, that's why I say they do not have the power to do any of this shit. They can't. Anything that denies a fucking right, they cannot have the authority to do it. If the highest authority in this country is supposed to be the fucking Constitution, which is the Bill of Rights, is the highest fucking law in this land because it's the law and jurisdiction of we the people. But if the fucking Bill of Rights tells you that your Constitution, the only other document that fucking did exist before 1871 when it was usurped, even before then, the only, you know, the only way you could fucking make a law was through, but some way people don't understand. The only way that what your life is being controlled under is goddamn policy. It's all goddamn just fucking shit that they wrote up and fucking said, voted on themselves, just like they did that Constitution. For it to be a law, you know, remember, I'm just a bill sitting here, and that's bullshit. And that's what's taught to us since we were little fucking kids. The only way a law can become a law in the United States of America is for it to go through, if you had what we never, oh God, the Constitution, it's hard to talk about. The Constitution never fucking existed. The people never, said, we'll take that. We consent to that. We did not. Not even fucking once. But if you want to make a, according to that, what's supposed to be the Constitution, because that's the only way we can put it, because it has been usurped by a fucking foreign corporation in violation of the highest law of this fucking land and the violation of the fucking jurisdictional authority of we the people, and they're criminals breaking our laws. The only way into the original Constitution that you could make a fucking law, it had to be ratified through Article 5. Read the son of a bitch. But they try to tell you all these statutes and all these acts like the 1968 Gun Control Act are fucking law. No, they're not. They cannot be. Even by, I mean, fucking logic and fucking the goddamn English language, as flawed as it is, makes it very fucking clear that to make a law, it has to go through Article 5. And it didn't. And you can't make no laws on a state level because you've already given up any fucking fiduciary fucking authority you had to fucking even make policy. You're an occupying goddamn foreign force trying to fucking conquer our country. Well, you got goddamn communists right out in your streets telling you, this is a communist revolution, really? Boom! Like I said yesterday, prayed my brother fucking, I mean, you know, as a part of the fucking NATO forces, not knowing any better, paid people to kill communists. And now you got them fucking sitting in your goddamn highest seats of power, like AOC. Didn't she say clearly that she was going to fucking institute communism? I think she's in New York, ain't she? Saying it to ya. Goddamn, I'll tell you what, 30, 40 years ago, you said something like that, you'd just be beat all to hell. You'd get the shit beat out of you. And when you would charge the person, go right down to that DA and say, Mr. DA, and that DA, of course, because you were being a good fucking communist, he's going to take up your case. But I'm telling you what, any court any fucking group of fucking 12 people in the United States back 40 years ago. When they seen what was said, that this person was advocating for the overthrow of this government and replacing it with communism, when you beat the shit out of them, well, they're just going to say that was a god, those were fighting words, and he got his ass kicked. Have a nice day. And that's how we were to preserve our fucking rights and freedoms, people. It is the people who acquiesce. It is the people who fold. It is the people who fucking take, get that 911 balls fucking attitude. Oh, I'll go run my mouth at that fucking 6'7", 280-pound fucking dude. I'm gonna go run up there. I'll get smart with him. Get run right my mouth right in him. Tell him I'm a communist. And fucking, you know, the guy slapped the piss out of him. 911 balls! 911 balls! And they come down and fucking, they should arrest the son of a bitch right there for fucking goddamn inciting goddamn the overthrow of this fucking country. Inciting revolution. That's what I'm, Jesus, think of the world you live, grew up in. That person that said that should be arrested for fucking inciting and fucking trying to incite a communist revolution inside the United States of America. But is he? No, because the whole fucking mechanism has been taken over by those Zionist motherfucking Jew, son of a bitches, that have been the fucking misery of this goddamn world fucking forever. The misery makers, you Karzaian pieces of shit. And when this is all over, I'm telling you, they have to cease to exist, people. If they still exist, if one of them fucking gets through, they'll start making another fucking nest. It's like a nest of goddamn parasitic fucking creatures that, you know, suck the fucking blood out of you like mosquitoes. They would fucking keep it up and get it bigger and make a new cabal, they think. Peace on this earth, man. There'll never be a day there's too many of us and it's too big of a fucking place where somebody isn't getting killed by somebody. But goddamn, we could so minimize it just by getting rid of the fucking Jews. That is their fucking lock and trade. The industrial war complex, fucking blood for fucking money. Just like this goddamn phony COVID-19 bullshit. Blood for fucking money. Killing people for fucking money. We got lots of, and it's your fucking money that they're killing you with. That's the fucking funny part. That's why they get to sit back in places like Switzerland and fucking God New Zealand, get back in their chateaus and sip fucking champagne and eat caviar and laugh about it. Laugh about what they're doing to you without lifting a fucking finger, because if they had to fight for them fucking selves, they'd be finished. Without 911 balls, they would be fucking finished. I mean, what are you going to do? You have to call somebody to back your fucking mouth. That's just all there is to it. Don't you? So what you're saying is you're going to fucking commit sedition and fucking treason right in our fucking face. And if you don't like it, you can talk to this guy. You can talk to my fucking bodyguards. You fucking cunt. That's why we will defeat you. We don't need fucking bodyguards. We are fucking, we're in the fucking jungle, man. Let's see here. A group of doctors and nurses sued, but lower federal courts declined to block the mandate. Well, of course they did. They are communists. They tell you they are communists. And they are without jurisdiction over the fucking issue in the first fucking place. That's your first fucking article, right? They have nothing to say about it. And for you, those employers acting on this shit, you're committing high fucking treason. I hope you realize it. We take this fucking country back and open those common law courts up, you're going to hang for going along with this fucking shit. For going along with what is blatant fucking treason, if you can read at a third grade level, and a lot, you're going to have your goddamn degree to show how fucking smart you are, and you couldn't read that fucking document written at a third grade level and understand that what you're doing, you didn't have the authority to do, and understand what due process of the fucking law means, and that you cannot just seize somebody's body. You can't just walk up and say, I'm taking custody of your body, and I go over here, I'm putting a shot in you. Really? Boom! Because you just fucking violated the highest law in this fucking land. You do not take fucking jurisdictional authority over somebody on your own fucking initiative. You have to go to a common law court. And you have to file as a fucking individual in your individual capacity. to even get a warrant for an arrest. And you better have an affidavit attached to it. And if you can't prove those fucking charges, the counter charges, it's not going to be like, well, the DA lost another and that was, that cost $2 million. No, that the DA is going to do seven times the fucking time he was trying to give the person that he was trying to fuck. But the DA, there ain't going to be no more DAs. They're all going to be, I want to see all of them in fucking this common law course. I want to see how they try to operate. What are you going to say? Counselor, Esquire, Queensman, what are you going to say when you don't have your fucking Star Chamber judge up there controlling his fucking court and deciding what the people who are supposed to be a fucking jury, your peers, can look at and what they can't look at? What are you going to do when that son of a bitch ain't up there a ring knocker to protect his Masonic buddy? What are you going to say? When the fucking, we get out the prima facie document that you fucking sign, that is blatant fucking violation of the highest law in this land, treason and sedition. That's what you'd be charged with. What are you going to say? Well, we thought, no. I don't care what you thought. The facts are what's going to be fucking hanging your fucking ass. So keep signing these fucking, this bullshit like, you know, how this in here. Since August, the court has turned down other challenges to vaccine mandates. Of course they have. Trump see, this is about religion. I mean, they're playing the game like they can pick the fucking Bill of Rights apart. They can't. It's a single body of fucking law. But they're just, you know, they're in violation of the first, second clause in it. Congress shall make no laws for the establishment of a religion or the free exercise thereof. Let me think, that's what it says. I mean, I don't want to be wrong about that. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Well, just now, these people who have been, they've made queers legal, they're not legislatures, mind you. And in the common law court, the judge has no fucking power. Just sitting there. In the common law court, the judge sets moot. Until the people, I have to come up with my authority, because there has to be an authority for that court to operate under if it's a common law court. And the judge has no authority on his fucking own, just sitting there. He sets their moot until somebody moves. That's why they call it moving the court. Until you fucking, somebody files and invokes their personal jurisdiction. Don't you see? That's where the jurisdiction comes from. It comes from you. It has to. I mean, it's not just something that's fucking, it's not just a word. It is fucking your power, your authority under your rights that you are invoking through that common law fucking court. And then you follow the fucking procedures right up till you get to the jury verdict. And fucking, that's how, I mean, it's that fucking simple. And they know it. They know that they could be fucking tried and hung in fucking goddamn an hour. I mean, if you stand there with a stack of documents and got treason written all over them and they got their signatures all over them, is that all? The only question to ask, is that your fucking signature? Well, no, it's just simple yes or no. Is it your signature? Yes. Take all the documents, show them to the fucking jury. This is what the prick did. This is a fucking violation of the fucking second article. This is a violation of the fucking sixth article or the fifth article or the fourth. Just the violations, just rattle them off. And they'll look at them. They'll look at the fucking Bill of Rights. You give them both papers. And yeah, asset forfeiture sure is a violation of that fifth. It's a violation of the whole package. Go ahead.
It'll be a common law court. There'll be 1,000 people in there watching it.
Oh, God damn, I know. It would be wondrous.
I want to.
Oh, God, I want to prosecute. Anyways.
You have to have it at the Superdome or Astrodome or something.
No shit, huh? Well, there's a lot of them to prosecute, though. I mean, it's going to take a lot of people doing a lot of fucking work. But, I mean, like, as far as prosecuting them, it's not going to be hard because they've signed their name to the treason. And we've got them there dead to rights. It's just putting the courts together, filing the original filings, you know, against the person in their personal capacity. The service, you have to, if you're doing due process of the law, you're going to give the full due process of the law. You were served with everything. You were served with the documents that fucking have your treason on them, that you got your fucking name on them. You have been afforded every fucking right you have under the procedural due process laws in the Bill of Rights. You have been fucking afforded it. The jury has found you guilty. You will be taken out in front of the courthouse and hung by the goddamn lamppost.
You had 60 days to respond.
Yep, you goddamn right. It has to be. Everything will be, you know, on the up and up. We're under attack. This is goddamn declared war. When it comes to declared war, fuck, they've already removed our fucking courts. There is no redress of grievance except for the fucking gun. We've got to protect ourselves is what we've got to do. And we have to reestablish the law. There has to be some goddamn law. That's why you have this chaos in this country. That's why they want to pump all these fucking foreigners in here. They don't have a fucking clue what our law is. Oh, well, this is what they said I could do over here, and this is what they said. No, you can't. These son of a bitches that are run. I mean, you got people that have fucking came here as refugees in the same generation. They're serving in the highest fucking seats of power in this country. How in the fuck did that happen? You can't serve in the goddamn government. You can't take what belongs to me without going through the due process of the fucking law. How about that? And in every instance, you have failed to do that. You have failed to do this. You have failed to do that. You have failed to do that. And the accumulation of these failures along with these fucking documents you have signed fucking tells me that you are a treasonous, seditious fucking, and you're guilty as fucking sin. Say what say you, jury? Here's the fucking, go deliberate. I got 5 minutes. I'll go smoke a cigarette. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
As we sail into the mystic, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Whoever's making that noise, shut it down.
When that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I want to hear it. I don't have to fear it. Just like way back in the days of old, how magnificently we will fold into the mystic. of that foghorn. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day of old. And together we will flow into the mystic.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot, broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:40 Pacific Time, and that was Van Morrison with Into the Mystic. Just something just different. Get sick of hearing the same shit every day. That was kind of mellow. Well, you're going to love this one. Guaranteed outrage. Afghans brought to the U.S. offered free housing, food stamps, $2,300 checks. As our people live under underpasses by the fucking millions. They're homeless. Fucking American nationals who can trace their fucking lineage back to the before the fucking goddamn Revolutionary War. They're fucking living under the goddamn fucking freeway overpasses. Why these motherfuckers just fucking show up and to displace them. We've told you all along this is a colonization, recolonization fucking effort, and that's exactly what it is. And we're going to have to run, every one of them that comes in, we're going to have to run the motherfuckers out. That's just all there is to it. This is seizing what belongs to us without due process of the law. It's fucking fraud. They cannot be here. We have not okayed it. And we are the fucking judicial authority in this goddamn country. Okay, here we go. This is from Breitbart. Afghans brought to the United States by President Joe Biden's administration are being offered free housing, food stamps, and are entitled to nearly $2,300 in payments, a new report details. Well, of course they're entitled. They've never fucking worked a day in this country, but they were good buddies with the fucking goddamn Blackwater USA that was over there in fucking, Syria, you know, and fucking, or maybe fucking in, which one? Afghanistan? That's it, the Afghanis. They were good buddies. These people committed treason against their own people, okay? That's what we want. We want people who will commit treason. You betcha. And we're even willing to pay to get more of them in here, even when our own fucking people are being deprived to the point that they're living under goddamn bridges in the middle of the fucking winter with their kids, and their kids going hungry. Because what's important is the rest of the fucking world, not the people who created the fucking 19th, 20th, and 21st century. Those people, we got to get fucking rid of them, man. They're too fucking smart. They might get rid of us. They might figure out what we have stolen from them, and they might take it back. And they might fucking hang us with a fucking hemp rope for violating their goddamn law. Mm-hmm. You betcha. Mostly thanks to Democrats and Republicans. See, Democrats and Republicans. Which one you gonna vote for this time, you fucking igmos? You have no goddamn vote. You are subject under the 14th Amendment that was ratified and fucking unlawfully, was written unlawfully, is a fucking violation of the 9th article of the People's Superior Supreme Law, ratified December 15, 1791. Blatant fucking violation of it. Oh, but Democrats and Republicans, God, they just hate each other unless it's something that, we find out they're all elitists, and if there's something the elitists want, they're friends. They're actually friends. They don't hate each other. Fuck, they share the same little children when they pedophile them. Republicans funding Biden's massive Afghan resettlement to the sum of more than $13 billion fucking dollars, people. It's, I mean, they're a bankrupt country. I mean, this is just so that they can have another excuse to sell some more to goddamn China. And I mean, these motherfuckers, see, they plan on leaving here. They don't plan on staying in third hell. It's just like the Californians. They'll create a fucking third world hell hole. And then they'll vamoose off to New Zealand or wherever their chateaus are, because there's just a fucking handful of them that are doing it. We're neglecting to fucking take care of this problem. So this problem will continue to plague us, and it will continue to get worse until we do take care of it. That's plain and simple as I can tell you. $13 billion. Afghans in the U.S. are being offered free housing to be resettled in states that do not have large Afghan populations, according to the Washington Post. Under what fucking authority are you giving what belongs to me away to a fucking foreigner? What jurisdictional authority? I have the right absolute to due process of the law in any fucking civil matter. And as we're talking about the land, we're talking about my piece of the fucking pie. And I have the right, if it's worth over $20, and I promise you it is, I have a right to a fucking trial in a common law court. And you better be coming at me as a goddamn individual in your individual capacity, because as a fucking part of the fiduciary, you can't come in a common law court. Your fucking goddamn private policy and under your goddamn uniform commercial code does not apply to me. Why? Because it violates the Ninth Article. The whole goddamn thing violates the Ninth Article. That's why they have admiralty law, the law of the sea, where the captain in his fucking goddamn gavel that's the end all and be all. You're fucking guilty, and he hits the fucking thing. It don't matter how innocent you are. If everybody on the fucking ship says you're innocent, he says you're guilty, you're guilty. If he wanted to fucking, if you're working under a goddamn a mark from one of these fucking mafia fucking states, world states, you can steal. It's just like these son of a bitches bringing these guys. Did they ask you if you wanted to give up a part of your heritage and the fucking wealth of your country to these people? Did they ask you? And did they file a civil action in a common law court as one of these individuals, one of these Afghans who can't even file in our fucking jurisdiction because they're not Americans? They're under the admiralty. And the admiralty is the fucking unlawful goddamn United States corporation and everything incorporated under it. And every document created by it. Every statute, every fucking goddamn title, you know, every god, let's see, what the hell do they call it? Every act, like the 1968 Gun Control Act, is a blatant fucking violation of our law. And they fucking know it. They want to rule you. You want to read some books about how fucking people were treated on goddamn ships by the captains, how ruthless and goddamn sick in the head. Monsters is what they were. But they could do it because they were on the high seas and no fucking law applied to them. It was the law of the admiralty. So you were fucked.
Captain. Go ahead. Captain Bligh.
You goddamn right. Captain Bligh. Exactly. Read about that son of a bitch, because that's how they want to treat you here on your fucking land, where you have the Bill of Rights that is the law of this fucking land. Every fucking square inch of it. I don't give a fuck where it's at. My rights do not, if my rights are a part of me, what, one of my fingers stays behind when I cross a line or some kind of shit? What are they trying to sell us on here, people? That Bill of Rights is absolute fucking law. That is natural law. And it cannot be fucking changed. That Ninth Article says no fucking authority. But of course, they're not fucking recognizing the fucking law, are they? Why? Because the people are not enforcing it. And the people, they thought the government was going to enforce the goddamn chains that kept them from fucking doing what they're doing and stealing everything for a handful of them and their secret societies and their fucking dirty churches. Who in the fuck was the first one that said, we can trust them? You don't go back two generations and you won't find hardly anybody that trusted a fucking government or absolutely hated the fucking banks. But people just, I mean, wow, they got through some pretty good scraps there, you know, after World War II. And that's when, you know, every time they have one of these world wars, when they come back, there'd be some more fucking rights a-missing because a bunch of all the men were over there in Europe fighting for the fucking queen. Why are you over there in Europe fighting for go ahead.
Either you know history or you trust government. You can't have both.
Exactly, man. Yeah, fucking exactly. A good statement, and it's a truth. And which is something they cannot fucking handle, man. There was a video on the site yesterday, and it was talking about a law they made in 1984. But they just, not, it's not a law. It's a fucking corporate policy under the Uniform Commercial Code, which is unlawful under the ninth article of our fucking law, the supreme superior law of this land, known as the Bill of Rights, ratified December 15, 1791. But they put it in legalese and signed each other's names to it. That said that they could fucking, they can do any goddamn thing. They're supposed to lie to you when it comes to vaccines. This is what the goddamn thing says. Go look at the site, go on the site and watch it. That they are supposed to lie to you. That what they're calling government, which wasn't government in 1984, this is the corporation speaking, it is their obligation to lie to you. To make you have confidence, even if they know that the fucking shit will kill you, like this goddamn not in vaccine, this gene therapy, if they know it will kill you. That's why Tucker Carlson, he'll sit up there and he just has a guy tell him that the fucking world population is dropping drastically and it's because of this fucking goddamn biological weapon they're using on us. And he fucking sits there and listens to it and the guy fucking shows the numbers. I mean, they've done their research and he's nodding and says, yeah. But in the end, he has to say, but we recommend you take the shot. Otherwise, old Tucker wouldn't be on fucking TV. Tucker is a fucker and he fucking is a goddamn shill. And see, that's what these guys, you know why, like, you know, we're having problems with these fucking, these people who want to fucking, what they want to do is take over the goddamn internet like they took over the fucking airwaves after the people invented the goddamn radio and the fucking TV. Ourselves, we invented it. Just like we made the internet and the corporation claimed it. Just fucking, it's ours and we're going to put it in charge of China in charge of it. You know, the people that want to kill you. The people that are saying they're going to come over here and they're going to rule you, we're going to turn it over to them. I mean, come on, people. All right, here we are. The Post reports evacuees who show up to their offices without first being assigned to their organization by the United States Department are either being turned away or provided with limited aid, such as food stamps. And basic medical care. The evacuees are each entitled. They have entitlements. If somebody comes into your fight, we didn't say it was okay. We never gave consent for these people to come here, did we? This is our pie. But they're somehow entitled to $2,275 in federal support. Well, did we ever need that federal fucking government, people? What has that son of a bitch done but fucking fucked us all the way down the goddamn line? Took us into fucking wars we had no business in. Fucking ate out our fucking wealth. Ate out our fucking substance. And now they're trying to fucking enslave us. They want rid of our fucking Bill of Rights. Their phony fucking illegitimate fucking Supreme Court without jurisdiction over one single fucking individual free sovereign. Today, or yesterday I guess it was, declared that the first article, we're not recognizing this part of it, really? That's what the fucking king did. He wouldn't recognize the fucking people's rights. So he got his ass shot the fuck out of here. And then the goddamn aristocrats, of course, they had to hijack it because they got it. God, we got to keep noble rule. We're better than they are. They need us. They need us to control their wealth. And for us to fucking waste it in cocaine, you know, they talk about the people couldn't handle if they have their wealth, if they, you know, because we are wealthy. And if we had our fucking wealth, they said, well, they just couldn't handle. Well, it's like the Indians. They couldn't handle having the wealth of this country either. They were just too ignorant. They would have just maybe just left it alone and fucking lived a more natural life and maybe done things a little cleaner, not tore the fucking earth up so bad trying to rip the fucking gold and silver and all the goodies out of it for the fucking king. But you got, I mean, here we sat. They take as they fucking please. And like I said yesterday, I want to see the crime that they can commit, that they can't commit right in front of a fucking camera and get away with. I want to see it. I know that with Floyd, I think it was James Floyd, or not, or whatever his name was, the guy they beat to death. I mean, they did that, but that was a political move. I'm talking about the big monsters like fucking Hillary Clinton and fucking Joe Biden and Barry Sanders and fucking look at George Soros. He ain't even in the goddamn government, and he can break any law he wants. Fucking inciting fucking sedition and overthrow of this fucking government. And fucking getting sued for not paying the goddamn agitators, and he still walks. But you better have that goddamn seatbelt on, hadn't you? You better be wearing that seatbelt, and your goddamn signal light better not be out. You could get yourself killed. You know, we're going to see about this shit. Until these motherfuckers, until they face some adverse fucking reaction to what they are doing, why should they stop? Why should they slow down? Until somebody knocks them on their ass, they are going to continue to take your fucking lunch money. Got it? They're bullies. Only they're not bullies in the traditional sense, because they have to have 911 balls. They have to have somebody else back their fucking mouths. This handful of fucking traitors could never take... Fuck, they would be thrown out of this... If they didn't have a standing fucking army around them, what would the people do to them? Rip them to fucking shreds with their bare hands? Think about it. Go ahead.
Just try to walk on the public lands without being on the designated trail.
Exactly, man. They're going to try. I think you're going to try here to make it so there's like one fucking road you can go up to cut wood. I mean, I think that's what a lot of this burning the goddamn forest down was about. It's, you know, to get you used to seeing the National Guard fucking in Humvees fucking blocking your roads going in the forest. But that ain't going to cut it. That ain't going to fucking work. Fucking try it. See how it turns out for you. Because we're just not going to play around up in these woods and shoot your cannon fodder, you son of a bitches. You are the fucking traitors, and you are the ones that are going to answer for it. You, the ones giving out the fucking orders. You sons of bitches, you are as illegitimate as you could put illegitimate in the fucking dictionary and put you as the poster child for it. How about that? Because you are illegitimate. You fucking know you're illegitimate. You know who holds the jurisdictional authority in this country, and you cannot fucking stand it. That a fucking simple person could get on here and say, fuck you. Suck my ass, you fucking Jew prick. That you could even say, ooh, something against the Jew. Anti-Semitic. And you anti-Semitic. You know who taught me to hate Jews? Jews. Jews did it. I mean, I grew up in a small little fucking town right next to the church, in the church and everything. Oh, man, Jesus was a Jew. How could I hate Jews? Well, they taught me to hate them because they showed me what they really fucking are.
Now, that's an insult. Jesus was not a Jew.
No, he wasn't. He was actually the first Christian, but...
Hey, Henry.
They made four laws on the same day. It was the Federal Reserve, the IRS, the FBI, and the ADL.
Yep. Goddamn right. Go ahead, Misty.
Yeah, where you talk about the Supreme Court, and... I mean, I understand all of it, but originally... They were just supposed to be these judges that made sure the rights of the people weren't violated, correct?
No. We, the people, did that. No, we had our courts. We didn't need none of them. What they were in place for is you had a government that was supposed to be serving you. And there was conditions to them serving you, to the consent of power, which we never did consent to them any power, because it would have had to be a national referendum. We never ratified the Bill of Rights, neither did our elected representatives from our states. It was never ratified. But the reason the Supreme Court was supposed to be there, this is the idea, is because, see, they're working in an administrative authority. So they're sitting there, and somebody wants to write a law, say, for instance, and somebody from your district and stuff, that's, you know, it's supposed to be a patriot, says, no, you can't do that. That violates would say it violates the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, what might have you. And then they would go into the Supreme Court to get an opinion. That's all the Supreme Court was ever fucking authorized to do, is give opinions. They are not the...
But, exactly. Mm-hmm. But, okay, so if you go back to, back in the 80s when Larry Flint went mm-hmm. for his first article rights, mm-hmm. And, of course, he won that case. And it seems like, I mean, I understand all this, but it seems like to where you hear the talking heads going, oh, we're going to stack the court and we're going to, you know, conservatives and blah, blah, blah. And here you go as far as in the 80s when they said, no, Larry Flint, that was his first article right. Period. And now you got yesterday, to where they're just totally going, oh, you know, bullshit. We're not gonna recognize your religious exemption.
Yeah, exactly. What you got to understand is the jurisdictions. The two different jurisdictions. Supreme Court cannot operate. What's the article? Let me see here. Let's get this. Article 7 says, in suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. So they can't. They're not a common law court. They are a goddamn. They're a part of the government.
Well, then that's. I guess okay. Fine. Okay, I understand that.
So they couldn't.
What
they
the
couldn't.
Whole fucking point of yeah. them even being there.
Well, the whole point of them would be there. I was just telling you. So then, if they, so somebody wants to do that, make a law, and another person who's actually representing their people, his constituents, says, no, you can't do that. That violates the fifth, whatever, sixth article of the, right here, this is how it does. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. No, it don't. Well, okay, we better take this over to the Supreme Court. Now, these were just supposed to be some people, the highest learned fucking people in the fucking law, and they sure as hell know what that fucking Bill of Rights says. And they know they cannot violate that Bill of Rights. So what they would do is then they'd give the opinion. Hey, they say, yeah, this is our opinion. Hey, buddy, you guy, you there that wants to write this fucking law and try to put it in place. That would be a violation of the Bill of Rights. Now, you do it. Now, they couldn't say you can't do it. But if he did it, then I go there and I fucking take him into the common law court in his individual capacity. His ass is dusted. I'll take everything he fucking owns. He can attempt to fucking write an unlawful fucking legal ease fucking policy and try to enforce it as law. But if he does so, he violates the fucking Supreme Superior Law, which leaves him open to lose everything. It was to protect them. It was to protect them from us. From us fucking having them hung in our common law courts. If they did the wrong fucking thing and it was treason and sedition like they do every fucking day, how many fucking infringements? How many fucking goddamn denials and disparagements we have today? If they did that, any American national could just go snag their ass if it affected them, and they'd come there with a warrant, arrest their fucking ass, and if it was a criminal, and take them into the goddamn, take it to the information to the common law grand jury, no fucking DA in there. Telling him anybody what to do about anything, because they don't have anything to do. They're not a part of the fucking goddamn common law. A DA is illegal. That's a part of the Justice Department that could never be. Pardon?
And so that is why basically, where I keep going to this Larry Flint case mm-hmm. is because definitely at that point the common law courts were gone.
Well, yeah, the common law courts were gone, but that was very heavily televised, and he got shot in the middle of it and fucking...
Oh, yeah.
And it was, because he was a public fucking figure. I mean, the bottom line is there ain't nothing you can't say about somebody. If it's fucking fighting words and the guy wants to fist it out with you, that's okay, but they cannot make every fucking thing that they... Even this screaming fire in a theater is bullshit. They cannot give that commandment. So what if I fire in a fucking theater and there's three fucking people in it and nobody gets hurt? Who's the victim? They see, that's what they want to remove is the requirements under the fucking procedural due process in the Bill of Rights for there to be a victim, for somebody to be damaged before they can seek a fucking goddamn warrant, before they can seek a goddamn judgment. They just want to fucking just dictate it, you know, like these guidelines. I'm saying, I wrote this down, this is a guideline, this is law. No, it fucking ain't. It ain't even close to law. It's treason and sedition for you to do that, and by God, you know it. And you saw, every one of these fuckers that have signed one of these goddamn declarations and have used the private goddamn Blackwater USA forces to fucking enforce it is guilty. I mean, that's their death warrant. Take it right into fucking court. Here's where the guy fucking wrote it down. Was this ever legislated? Did they even try to legislate? No. This is just a dictate from one son of a bitch who has no authority to dictate. All the executive branches, if this was being run under the original Constitution, all the executive branches would be responsible for enforcing the law. And the only law that there is, because it has to be fucking ratified, and even like something like the Volstead Act, it was ratified, but it was unlawful. The first challenge in a common law court should have took care of that, and the people should have been hung that fucking wrote it and had it fucking ratified. They should have been hung. You can't take that was seizing your body too. This, I mean, they've been building on this stuff for a long time. They've been building on their goddamn theory that they're going to have their own little corporate fiefdoms and they're going to be lords and fucking kings and queens and dukes and duchesses, and they're going to have prima nocta, and it's going to be the good old days again. Well, no, it ain't. Because of the fucking law. Go ahead.
They can use as their defense, well, the Supreme Court said I could do it.
Well, yeah, they say that was the opinion of the Supreme Court. What say you, six ditch diggers and six prostitutes? We say, fuck the Supreme Court. This son of a bitch is a traitor. He's not only trying to take away your rights, he's trying to take away our rights. And we agree, he is fucking guilty as fucking sin. And his punishment shall be to be hung out in front of this courthouse on that fucking lamppost, just like you asked for. That's how. Anyways, guys, that's enough of the silliness for the day. Well, not silliness, but goofiness on their part. I'll give you that. And that being said, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just keep looking at the law. Don't remember, it's what they fail to do. When they do something to you, there's rules of how. That's what the procedural due process is. It's the rules. And they have to obey every fucking rule. I mean, if they miss one fucking thing in any of that procedure, it null and voids anything, even in a common law court. But they're operating separate private. These are private courts that are being operated in the United States, owned by the British fucking crown. They're corporations. That's the goddamn problem here. That's why they can, well, we're just a corporation. We can do it. No, you can't. You're in our goddamn jurisdictional territory, which is the United States of America. You know where our boundaries are. When you cross that son of a bitch, you're under our fucking law, and you know it. But who's running this country? Goddamn second generation fucking lawyers. Every one of them's a fucking lawyer, which makes them an esquire, which makes them a servant of the fucking crown, of fucking the British crown. Just get everything sorted out. But when you go to write your mandamuses and stuff, just what you do is you the violations, usually they're going to, you know, like the fifth article says, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. Okay, you got that. They fucking violated you on that. And then you start looking at the rest of it and find the violations. What did they not do that they had to do before they could fucking fuck with your liberty? Well, they didn't fucking get no fourth article warrant. They didn't have no affidavit attached. It wasn't from a common law court, which I'm entitled to. Absolute. There's only fucking two jurisdictions in this country. There's fucking goddamn the admiralty jurisdiction, which is supposed to be for fucking goddamn generals in the field. And then there's the goddamn common law. And the common law is the higher authority because we had to give permission for that government. They said, you know, they say the government runs at our consent. We never consented. They never asked us. They I've said it 100 times. They actually fucking formed it. Just formed, got together, and formed up and got them a government. Made a government during a fucking uprising. And when that was over, when Cornwallis surrendered, I mean, the first thing out of Adams' mouth was, let's make a king. George Washington wasn't elected. He was appointed.
Yeah, but they couldn't have somebody named King George.
Yeah, it wouldn't went over good, would it? King George, that's the last word from the trenches.